So how do we recover that seeker movement? At Flamingo, we used a phrase, I want to teach it to you, and feel free to teach it to your folks. Repeat this with me, listen to it once. Church is so not about me. Would you say that? Church is so not about me. Now say it again. Church is so not about me. Now I want you to turn to somebody sitting near you, poke them and say, church is so not about you. Tell them. Now, once you raise that as a value in the church, you've done a phenomenal thing. You see, we believe at Flamingo Road that the people that God is most interested in on Sunday morning are the ones that are driving up and down this street and don't even know we're here. It's not about me, and it's not about you. So when somebody comes to me and says, Dan, I really don't like the music, I say to them, I need to apologize to you. I somehow have given you the impression that church is for you. And I don't know what I have done to give you that impression. But I really want you to hear, it's not. And I know the music's a stretch for you. It's a stretch for me. But we're not here for the already convinced. We're here for the yet to know Christ crowd. And we've got to fish with the bait that they understand. So I hope that you can buy in to purpose over preference. Do you hear that phrase? Choose purpose over preference. Now, for 100 years, the American church has said, no, it's all about us, all about us. No, it's not. It's really not about what I prefer, what I'm comfortable with, or what I want. And once a church crosses that barrier, God can do amazing things in the church.